Hi, my name is Lewis Howes, and welcome to the Daily Motivation Show.
Calling all conscious achievers who are seeking more community and connection, I've got an invitation for you. Join me at this year's Summit of Greatness, this September 7th through 9th in my hometown of Columbus, Ohio, to unleash your true greatness. This is the one time a year that I gather the greatness community together in person for a powerful, transformative weekend. People come from all over the world, and you can expect to hear from inspiring speakers like Inky Johnson, Jaspreet Singh, Vanessa Van Edwards, Jen Sincero, and many more. You'll also be able to dance your heart out to live music, get your body moving with group workouts, and connect with others at our evening socials. So if you're ready to learn, heal, and grow alongside other incredible individuals in the greatness community, then you can learn more at lewishowes.com/summit2023. Make sure to grab your ticket, invite your friends, and I'll see you there.
What I'm hearing you say, obesity is a big factor to mental health stresses and brain stresses.
And Alzheimer's disease.
And Alzheimer's.
Yeah. Obesity. I mean, it all sort of goes right together, from depression to problems in school to memory problems later in life.
What's your thought? I mean, I'm all for people loving themselves for where they're at in their life and loving their bodies for where they're at and not shaming themselves and self-love movement of accepting yourself for where you are. But that's only going to hurt our brains if we're not actually saying, okay, I accept and love myself where I'm at and the decisions I've made to be here, but I've got to start working on these things. Otherwise, there's going to be some challenges emotionally, mentally, anxiety, depression, if I don't work on it, right? My health.
The don't worry, be happy people die the earliest from accidents and preventable illnesses. Mm. And I want people to love themselves. But doing the right thing is an act of love. Like, if you're really unhealthy, walking is an act of love. So it sort of catches me in this funny place. I remember I was on a plane once, and I'd figure out this connection between, as your weight goes up, the size and function of your brain goes down. And I was sitting next to someone who was very overweight, and we were on a tiny plane going to Des Moines, Iowa for public television. And in my head, I'm like, oh, you want to talk to her about that? And then I talk to myself all the time. It's like, no, you don't want to say anything. Don't need to upset her day. But then I went to Pittsburgh, and I went to GNC, you know, the supplement company. And one of my core values is being authentic. Mm-hmm. So I live the message of my life. And the message of GNC is health.
Yes.
And their number three guy, their marketing director, took me to dinner, was morbidly obese.
Really?
And that thought in my head is, you should talk to him about this. And he made the comment, he opened the conversation. He's like, you know, I don't know why I'm overweight, but my numbers are okay. And I'm like, Tom, you don't want to be a dinosaur. Because I had figured out, big body, little brain, you're going to become extinct. And we had this great conversation, because my favorite verse in the New Testament is John 8:32. Know the truth, and the truth will set you free. I'm like, do you not want to be like the number two guy or the number one guy? You're not going to do that if your brain's not healthy. And that conversation the next year, he lost 80 pounds.
Wow.
Most people don't know that this is a serious health, mental health, brain health risk. And I just want to tell people the truth. And I want them to get healthy. People go, but I don't like any of the foods that are healthy for me. And I'm like, none, not one. And we did this great exercise. And it turned out he liked like 70 of the foods
that were
you only want to love food that loves you back.
Interesting.
It's a relationship,
yeah.
Right? I don't know if you've ever been in a bad relationship,
yeah.
But I've been in a bad relationship. I was in a 20-year marriage with someone who didn't like me very much. Mm. I'm never going to do that again. I'm just not. It's a boundary for me. I'm damn sure not going to be in a relationship, the bad relationship with food. Mm. I want to be in a good relationship. Yeah. I mean, I love food. I just want it to love me back.
Thank you so much for listening to today's episode of The Daily Motivation, and I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure to click the link in the description that will take you to the full episode of our main podcast on the School of Greatness. And if you are loving The Daily Motivation, please follow us over on Apple Podcasts and Spotify and leave us a review over on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want more exclusive content and ad-free listening experience, make sure to subscribe to our Greatness Plus channel on Apple Podcasts right now. And if you want to get even more inspiration from our world-class guests and learn how to improve your life and take it to the next level, then make sure to sign up for the Greatness newsletter and get it delivered right to your inbox over at greatness.com/newsletter. Again, have an amazing day, and I'll see you tomorrow with another episode of the Daily Motivation Show.